By George, the dream is alive.
By George and Giant Killer present the Ryan and Dom cast with your hosts, Ryan Salick and Dominic Allegra.
The ball gets away. We are headed to... Oh, no!
Welcome to another installment.
All right.
It's always good to open up with a nice juicy meme from what's the called? What's the playlist called? It's a playlist.
Oh, the important videos.
The important videos.
Yeah.
That's always, you know, a great time, you know, pulling one of those out.
Gotta loosen up, you know.
This is the Ryan and Dom cast. We're coming at you with another episode in this very cold campus weather.
Why is it still snowing? It snowed again today, and that's just...
You know, I work at Student Media, so I had to get up around 10 o'clock.
Ew. Oh, God forbid.
I know.
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock, I know. But, like, I almost slipped and fell probably, like, 15 times.
What? They didn't shovel anything this morning.
They didn't shovel, and then they didn't put it on any salt.
Yeah.
I don't think
they were expecting the snow this morning.
I mean, it was in the weather forecast. I don't know why they wouldn't think that, but... you know, we had classes canceled on, what was it? Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tuesday.
The second half of the day. And then Wednesday, the first half of the day was canceled.
I mean, I always appreciate a nice snow day, but like it's the second week of classes and like, there's still nothing really going on. So, you know, I'd rather it be like a little later, maybe like the fourth week, but you know, mm-hmm. I'm not complaining a little bit, but you know, it got as cold as like negative 10 wind chill.
That was awful.
Like,
I lost my hat and gloves, so keep an eye out
how?
For a pair of hats. I don't know where they went. I set them down somewhere, but yesterday,
like
last night, I was
or something?
Must have been. But last night, I was walking back from the PAB, and
the PAB is the Performing Arts Building for anyone that is not a music major or has no music affiliation. But continue, please.
But I got back to the dorm, and it didn't feel that bad at the time.
Okay,
but my ears were numb. And that's why I didn't feel bad. But I was like, I flicked them, and I could not
feel anything.
No, not one thing. Oof. So I checked this morning, and they're okay, but they didn't turn black. You know, in the Midwest, it went to, you know, temperatures were hitting like negative 30.
Yeah,
you can get frostbite in 10 minutes in that weather.
I think some places it was colder than Antarctica.
That's insane.
It's stupid. It's just, like, how does that happen? I don't know. But... let's see. Where do we get started? Beep boop beep 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 boop.
All right, I think I know what you're talking about, Tom.
If you hadn't looked on Twitter or Facebook
or anywhere,
we've even been put on, I think, like the national news or something like that, and even Adult Swim. We've gotten these delivery robots.
Pretty sweet.
They are pretty sweet. You know, everyone's complaining about them, like even my mom.
Complaining?
Yeah, my mom.
I'm not complaining.
My mom is like, how lazy are these children? Why can't they just get off their butt and go get a sandwich by themselves?
Oh, man. They don't understand. They don't understand that George Mason is innovation
is tradition.
Meeting tradition.
That's right. But the company's called Starship. They sent out a fleet of 25 robots. They look very, you know, like... futuristic thing.
Yeah.
They are like AI learning.
I don't know. Are they learn? I took a class on AI last semester, and I don't think they're learning. But they have advanced GPS, but I don't know if they learn.
I'm pretty sure they learn. That's
you
what,
think so?
That's what I think they said on like the press release or whatever. But I think they're AI learning, and then you know they. They're manually controlled, I guess, when it comes to like all the crossing the street and stuff.
Well, yeah.
But, I've heard apparently one's already been hit by a truck.
Really?
Yeah. My friend ordered, I think, Blaze Pizza, and
classic.
Like, he just was waiting for like 20 minutes.
Okay.
30 minutes. 40 minutes. He's like, "Where's the pizza?" And he calls them up, and he's like, where's my pizza?
Uh-huh.
And they're like, let me check. And they didn't know.
It took them 50 minutes to realize something was wrong?
I don't know why. I cannot confirm or deny. It's all hearsay.
Where my question is, where are the people who run these robots based?
They're
are they
based in D.C. That's where they control them.
They control them from D.C.?
Yeah.
That's wow. That's pretty
I'm
far.
Sure they have like some type of a I don't know.
Cell phone tower or something or another.
I don't think that big, but like some type of control thing.
Oh, right.
My friend also, he ordered a coffee from, I think it was Starbucks.
Duncan or Starbucks.
Or maybe it was Dunkin'. I think, I don't remember. But he bought this coffee, he had it delivered, and he went outside to go pick it up. And he pressed the unlock button.
Uh-huh.
And then as soon as he reached down to go open the lid, it just locked.
What?
Yeah.
I don't think that's supposed to happen.
It's not supposed to happen. So it locked without him pressing the lock button.
And then did it start to go away?
And it just started, drive away. And so he's like, wait, what? And so he has to calls up Starship and then like, oh, yeah, that's our bad.
Oh, yeah, that happens sometimes. Sometimes we make you pay us money and then we don't give you anything. Yeah. Sorry, that's our bad.
So he had to call Starship in order to make them turn the robot around.
Well, I would hope so.
Yeah, but I've heard there's so many glitches in this system.
Well, I ordered it the very first night it came out.
Yeah.
I saw on their Facebook page, they were like, hey, order tonight, and then you can come and take a photo with it, and then you get $3 off your next order. So yeah. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do it. Just experience it.
That's still going on if anyone wants to.
The $3 off is still going on?
Yeah, you just got to put it on the Facebook page.
Hot dog. Yep. Okay, well, anyway, I do this, and I ordered Blaze Pizza because it's really right now it's the only, meal on there. Like, you can get Starbucks and Dunkin', mm-hmm. but you can't really get, a meal from those places.
I heard Chick-fil-A and Steak and Shake are both coming.
Mm-hmm. And packages.
Packages would be nice.
Yeah.
But
I was so surprised by it came up. It took a little while because it was the first night. I'm sure they had, some traffic issues or whatever, and they're still trying to figure it out. But it took probably 35 minutes or 40 minutes from the point I hit order on the phone.
Yeah.
So that includes actually having to make a pizza.
Yeah.
So but anyway.
Yeah.
It gets here and it starts to speak. And that's when, and it was so loud.
It scared the heck out of me when I first got it too.
It was like, hello, I am your delivery robot.
Yeah. Here's your order.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you open it up and then you get your pizza or whatever. And then you close it up and you press the lock button because there's an app that goes along with it.
Right.
And then you press lock and it says thank you. Have a nice day.
Yeah. And then it just drives off.
Yeah.
And so then the other day I was walking back from the rack, getting those gains as one does.
Getting swole, fam.
And I'm walking back and one of the robots is stuck in the ditch by that drainage. Whatever. Which? The drainage thing on the side of the rack, the river, but it's not in the river. It's not a river, but creek drainage.
Okay.
But it's fallen off of the sidewalk, and it can't get back up because it's too muddy because it had just rained.
Did you push it?
So I pushed it back onto the sidewalk, and it said, thank you.
Yeah.
And then I said, you're welcome. I don't know why I said you're welcome.
I've heard it's been really useful for the cadets. You know the cadets?
Yeah.
They order usually coffee when they're on duty, and they have it come out because they're not allowed to leave their post.
Right.
And so I've heard that also the robots have priority over pedestrians in the cars. So when they stop traffic, they're supposed to stop traffic for the robots first, and the robots, when crossing, will say thank you to the crossing guard.
That's wild. That's wild.
It's very creepy, I think. Also, kind of. I don't know. But let's see.
How'd your second week of classes go, Dom?
Pretty well, I'd say. I'm taking Italian. I'm taking Government 300, which is basically like coding within the government field. And it's
like coding with computers?
Yes.
I know nothing about that. So
it's called R. It's very complicated, even though lots of people will say it's not complicated. But how's your music ed classes going and your honors classes? Because we're both honors class honors college students, if y'all didn't know that. But how's your
Essex second, baby? Essex second, baby.
How are your classes going on, Ryan?
Pretty good. I'm actually taking a calculus class this semester, and I didn't take any calculus in high school. The last class I took was pre-calculus my junior year of high school. So I am doing a lot of relearning and figuring this out. But, I mean, it's going to get done. So if anybody has some good experience with compound interest and exponential functions, hit me up. And the music classes are good, busy as ever. Yeah, but I performed the other day, yesterday. I performed at the Tuba Euphonium Army Conference on Fort Myer, down in Arlington, which was pretty sweet. I'd never been on a army base
before.
Why
the trumpet playing in a tuba youth band?
I play euphonium as well.
Oh, hey, look at that.
And then another thing is last night I played a gig for Angel Cabrera. Shout out to the Prez.
Was it at his house?
No, I wish. I want to see his house so bad. It was in Dewberry.
Oh.
But I played piano for that gig, so
nice.
You know, we're getting all around the instrument area. Yeah. But no, it's good.
Are you gonna play flute for him too?
Flute?
Yeah.
I most definitely will not play flute for him. Flute is the bane of my existence. Any flute players out there, you are real troopers. Yeah. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Real troopers.
Let's see. I think we're gonna segue into a little bit of a game. I thought of a little last minute, but I think it'd be fun. We got like, one, two, three, four, five questions, and then we'll get into, we're going to talk a little bit about Green Machine as well. We got a lot to talk about today. We got, men's swims, basketball, and then we have some Twitter questions at the end. So let's start, with a nice little game. Do not put your answers in the Google Doc, because I'll just see them, and, I think, we should guess each other's.
Okay. So we're just going to ask questions and then guess. Let's do it.
Let's see. So the first one is Coke or Pepsi.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go with...
Wait. What? You're guessing mine,
I'm guessing
right?
yours.
Okay, what
and
do you
gonna
think?
Go with, you're going to guess mine.
Okay.
I'm going to guess Coke.
That would be 100% incorrect.
Really?
You disgusting piece of filth. Coke is so bad. So I'm from, in Nebraska, there's...
What do they call soda there?
They call it soda.
Do they really?
Actually,
I thought it was
Coke.
I thought it was Coke.
No. That's the South. In Nebraska, they call it pop. But my family is from Denver, Colorado. And in Colorado, they call it soda. So I call it soda.
I see.
But anyway, Pepsi through and through. In Nebraska, you can hardly ever find Coke anywhere anyway. But here, there is no Pepsi on this campus. And I need to talk to...
Angel Cabrera about it?
Yes, I need to talk to Angel Cabrera about it. So I'm guessing... I'm going to guess that you're a Pepsi guy as well.
No.
No?
I'm a neither.
Neither?
I don't drink soda. Let me tell you something else. I've never had soda.
You've never had a soda before?
No. You know why? Because my mother... She would never let me have soda. My brother doesn't drink soda either.
And so you've never, you know, you guys at college and you were never like, hey, I'm going to give it a try.
I'm just like not interested because I know like it's
You don't
bad.
Even want to know what it tastes like.
No, I have no interest. Like the thing is, like, I don't know.
It's not like it's illegal. It's not
I'm
like
not saying it's
Just try it, Dominic.
I know, but it's like bad for your teeth and all that if you drink too much.
Only the dark ones. I mean, it's got a lot of sugar in it, and sugar's bad for your teeth, but that's not the only thing that's in sugar. Sugar is not the only thing that soda has. So, like, if you have, like, a Sprite, that's not as bad for your teeth because it's clear.
So, like, clear Pepsi? Crystal Pepsi?
Yeah. I mean, I guess. I don't know the physics of it or the chemistry, but...
Chemistry? Gross.
Yeah.
Gross.
Okay, let's...
Favorite class.
Is this favorite class at Mason or favorite class we've ever taken? Or like
I think
favorite
we should stick to like subjects, maybe?
Subjects? Okay, favorite subjects. Let's do that. I'll guess first.
Okay.
I think I'm going to go with like law.
Law?
Does that count as a class?
That doesn't count as a class.
Okay. Let's go with English then. I think it's going to be English.
Okay, so I'm kind of split between English and social studies because you know, I'm a government major, but I'm also like a really good writer, I think. But
All right, don't toot your own horn,
I
Dom.
I know. You should read my research papers. But I always hated English class in high school because they'd make us read a bunch of dumb literature type of things, and I didn't like that. So I was always, you know,
I think Ernest Hemingway is dumb literature.
Whoa.
You think Shakespeare's dumb literature?
I don't like Shakespeare.
What?
I don't.
You didn't like Romeo and Juliet?
No, I don't like how he writes.
Probably because you're just too dumb to understand what I think.
Wow. But anyway, I'll give you that. I'll give you English.
All right, that's a point towards me.
Does are you
I'm keeping points now. Neither of us got the first one.
Would you consider music a class?
Yes.
I'm going to say music is not your favorite class.
Okay.
I'm going to say not math.
Smart.
I'm going to say not PE.
Are you calling me fat, Dom?
I see a little chub there.
You watch it.
Don't you go to the gym?
I do.
I don't go to the gym.
Catch me at the rack.
I will say science.
Stop kissing the microphone. That's creepy, dude. Science. Are you kidding me right now? That is maybe the worst guess you could have had.
Why?
That's like my least favorite subject of all time.
Is it music?
It would be music. You stupid idiot. All right. Anyway, we're going to move on. Here we go. First video game you ever played. Now, I think we deserve a hint on this one.
I'll say the console.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Say the console that it was, and then you get a hint. So
I'm guessing, too, because it's been a while since I played. PlayStation 1.
PlayStation 1. Or what a brick.
It's either PlayStation 1 or the Sega Genesis.
Oh, my God. Goodness, Dominic. Okay.
It's either.
So I can guess either game.
Yeah.
Okay, on the PlayStation 1, I'm gonna go with. Gosh.
Let me just check to make sure this is right.
2K. 2005.
No.
Wait, let me guess the Sega Genesis one.
Hold on.
I actually don't know what you play on the Sega Genesis. I can honestly say I've never played the Sega Genesis. Let's go with Pac-Man. I don't know what you play on the Sega Genesis.
Okay, so Sega Genesis was Tetris.
Oh, got it.
And then the PS1 was Mario Kart.
Mario Kart on the PS1?
Mm-hmm.
That's impossible.
No.
It's not. Mario Kart's Nintendo and PS1 is Sony.
What?
I don't think.
It was some version of Mario Kart.
That's wild. I didn't know
that.
It
was some type of racing game. I can't remember the exact name because it's so old. Like, I used to play it probably when I was 6 or 7.
It couldn't have been. I don't think it could have been
Mario
Kart.
It's some racing game.
Maybe like Fast and Furious, one of those early games.
I don't remember. What's your console?
GameCube.
Oh. Is it Mario Super Sluggers?
Oh, good game, but no.
No?
Alas, it was Super Mario Sunshine.
I've never heard of that.
Okay, in this game, Mario basically ends up in jail because there's this black version of Mario. He's like ink. And he goes around and he paints this island with all this black paint.
Yeah.
And so Mario has to go around and first he has to break out of jail. And then he has to go around and repaint everything. Mm-hmm. That's so it's not black. But if you've played the new Smash Bros., Mario's water gun that he has in this game is from Super Mario Sunshine.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, but I also played Mario Sluggers, and I went through 3 GameCubes. Fun fact.
Why is that?
I kept breaking them.
How?
So I have my setup at home was always my GameCube and my TV sitting on my dresser, on top of my dresser, and I would sit on my bed with my GameCube controllers.
Yeah,
And I'd get angry or something, and I'd yank the controller.
Oh my God.
And the GameCube would fall all the way off. So it was brutal. But Yeah, so I went through a purple, a black, and a silver GameCube. I'm rocking the silver GameCube now.
Okay. The next one we have is the last song you listened to on your phone.
Tough. All right.
Can you tell? We should tell each other the artist.
Okay, fair.
Because I think it would make it a lot easier that way.
I'll give you, if you can guess within three guesses.
Okay.
Or like the last three songs I listened to, I mean.
Oh, I see. Okay, I got you.
Okay.
So give me your three.
Two, I'm going to say by Nintendo.
What?
And one is by an artist called Jamie T.
Wait, you're giving me the artists or the songs?
The artists.
Oh. Okay. I have no idea.
You have no idea?
I think it'd be... How about you give me three songs?
Wait, what? Then...
What do you mean?
Oh, I have to give you three songs.
Yeah, give me three different songs, and I'll guess which is the one you've listened to most recently.
Okay.
Does that sound good?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah. I'll probably just cut
okay,
a little bit about... yeah, let's do that.
Let's go with... Pacifier by Catfish and the Bottlemen.
Okay.
If You Got the Money by Jamie T.
Okay.
And Kiwi by Harry Styles. All of which are on my playlist, so have fun.
I wanted to go with Kiwi by Harry Styles.
Good guess. Great song. Incorrect.
Wow.
It's If You Got the Money by Jamie T. He's this really, I don't know if he's underground. I would call him underground, but he's this really like obscure British rapper. But he's got some like songs that aren't British rap, and it's a good time. He's a good guy to listen to.
Okay, I'll give you mine right now.
Okay.
We got Flexicution by Logic.
Okay.
We got a little Michael Bublé. Let's see. Oh no.
I have to laugh because every time you move your face, your beard rubs up against the microphone and gives a little scratchy sound.
I need a shave. God's Plan, Drake.
Drake.
And then 100 Miles and Running by Logic.
These are some basic songs, Dom. I'm not going to lie. But I'm going to go with the first one.
Flexicution.
Flexicution.
You'd be right.
Hell yeah, brother. 2-0 me.
That's right. I'm not a big, you know... rap guy, but I listen to mainly jazz and classical when I'm writing. It helps better. But
I didn't know you liked Logic either.
Oh yeah, it's nice pump up music.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Favorite spot to eat on campus?
Ah, the big one, the big question.
You go first.
No, you go first. I just guessed.
You did?
Well, oh, I guessed your song.
You're
first.
Right.
Oh no, I didn't. It's your turn. Wait. It's my turn to guess.
It's your turn to guess first.
Okay. Anyway, your favorite spot to eat on campus is Chick-fil-A.
Near incorrect.
No.
It's Wing Zone.
For real?
For real, for real.
Okay.
It's where last year I went there pretty much not every single day, probably like every 2 days for March Madness.
Oh my gosh. Wait, did they have like a sale or something for March Madness?
I just wanted wings so I could watch and eat wings during the games.
Oh my gosh. That sounds like a good time.
Well, because, like, you know, I get together with some of my friends and, you know, we eat wings and watch some basketball.
Hopefully that's not going to be the case this semester because you know why?
Why is that?
Hopefully we'll be at March Madness.
Don't give your hopes up.
Well, we'll see. All right. What's
okay.
My favorite spot?
I'm going to have to say Steak and Shake.
That's definitely the cheapest spot to eat on campus. If you want a great deal, folks, go to Steak and Shake and order the chicken tenders. You get four chicken tenders and fries for $4. If you want to add a drink, it's just like a $5.50 or $6, especially if you've got bonus cash because then you don't have to use tax.
That's true.
But oh my gosh, that's a good deal. Yeah. But not my favorite place to eat on campus. No, actually,
is it Chick-fil-A?
Here's an unpopular opinion. I don't like Chipotle.
Why?
It never satisfies me. Like, I'm full after eating a bowl, but I'm never like, wow, I'm happy with that.
But it's college food. I mean, it's like a college campus. You know, it's not going to be up to snuff with like the...
No, but anywhere I go, even if I go to off-campus Chipotle.
I mean, I'm more
like
of a Qdoba guy.
I do like Qdoba. Plus, they give free queso.
That's
like,
right.
What the heck is up with Chipotle?
I don't know. I don't know.
Whatever. One more guess.
One more guess. It's not a dining hall, I hope. Is it the Globe?
No, it's not the Globe.
I hope not. I was going to say.
That's your third guess.
I was going to say. Is it Red Hot and Blue?
No, you know what? Fun fact, I don't think I've been to Red Hot and Blue.
You haven't been to Red Hot and Blue? You should be. No. You should go to Red Hot
I should.
Blue.
Maybe really that's what I'll get for dinner tonight.
Okay, what's your guess? I mean, not your guess. What's
it's Wing Zone. It's Wing Zone, too. I think that's objectively, yes, objectively the best place to eat on campus.
Yeah,
it's
sure.
Expensive. Like, it's a $12 meal.
But, like, you get really good food.
And, fun, for those of you who don't know, go to Wing Zone.
Yeah.
And then you can get the Cajun seasoning on the fries.
Yeah.
That stuff is good.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my one problem with Wing Zone.
Okay.
Two problems.
Yeah.
First problem, small problem. It takes forever.
That's true. That's why I use Topingo.
Oh, see, so I keep forgetting that's a thing.
So, like, when I go to my dorm, when I'm leaving my dorm, I order.
That's smart.
And then I get there, and it's, like, a minute wait, and then I pick it up, and then I just go back home.
Yeah, well.
You should do that.
Yeah, that's smart. Second problem, bigger problem. If you do take it home,
yeah,
there's so much condensation in those boxes that my fries are soggy by the time I get home and like a little bit wet, and I don't want wet fries.
That
you
way
know?
you gotta book it.
I gotta book it apparently.
Yeah, you gotta book it.
All right, that was fun, and I won 2-0. You didn't guess a single thing, Dom. Not that either of us guessed very many,
no.
But
we're gonna continue on a little bit with a nice little Green Machine segment because you know we're both members of the Green Machine. We're both trumpet players. You know, when we do have that sort of ego that comes with being trumpet.
Of course. You want to hear a joke?
Sure.
What did one trumpet player say to the other?
Nothing. They're both stuck up.
Oh, good. Also a good comeback, but I was going to say, hi, I'm better than you.
True.
Classic
literally,
comedy.
Yeah. I've been told that so many times.
Okay. So Dom, what's the hardest song
it's gotta
in the
be.
Green Machine book?
So if you guys didn't know, we have 93 songs. Probably
yes.
More than 93 songs because we have A's and B's.
Oh, true.
So probably like close to 100.
Yeah, there's a lot of songs in that book.
So I'd have to say 56,
which is
Momo Knows Best. And if you don't know, that song is kind of just like putting your mouth in a meat grinder and just turning the thing until your mouth is no longer there.
That makes sense. That's a real accurate description, I'd say.
Yeah.
But I'm actually going to go with...
It's on YouTube, by the way, if you want to check it out.
Yeah. I'm going to go with... Tough choice, but I think I'm going to go with either September, just because of the lick.
The lick?
Exactly. That 100%. Or...
I can never play that. What's the other one?
Or... Probably Sir Duke.
What?
It's fun. I love the song.
How is
It's not necessarily.
Is it that?
Yeah, it's not necessarily.
What's so hard about that?
I'm just saying it's hard to play it as a group.
Okay,
I'm not saying it's hard as an individual.
We're asking for you.
Well, I changed the question, and now I'm changing the question again. What's your favorite song, Dom?
My favorite song is
that the Green Machine plays.
It's got to be either 30. Which is what is number 30 again? I just know by number 30. Do you remember what number 30 is?
Is that a Top Gun intro?
No. It's the Jeremy song.
No, that's 31. You're talking intro to Avatar?
No. Jeremy's I can feel it coming back.
Oh, I don't remember what that's called either.
I'll let you know if I think of it down the road.
It doesn't seem like it's your favorite if you don't even know the name.
I just know it by 30.
Seems like a schmuck move to me, Dom.
I think it's that one. And the best meme song is got to be 42.
Which is?
Which is the Tecmo Super Bowl song.
Oh, yeah.
Where we go. Hut.
Yeah, that's a good one.
What about you?
So it's interesting because these are two songs I couldn't pick between the two. They're two songs that I would absolutely never listen to outside of.
I will never listen to pretty much any of these.
And the other thing is, they're definitely better than the originals. Not to diss on either of these singers, but I like the Green Machine version 100 times more. So it's Misery Business by Paramore or Umbrella by Rihanna.
I do not like that song.
Umbrella?
Yeah. I don't like it.
It gets me so hyped up, dog. I don't even know. If you're sitting in the stands and you start to hear us play Umbrella, look for me and I will, without a doubt, be jumping as high as I possibly can.
I just don't like that song. It's just okay. So, it's too high. First of all, and
no,
for too
it's
long.
Not.
It's too high for too
no,
long.
It's not.
It is.
That's weak sauce.
What are you talking about?
That's weak sauce.
It's like it's above the staff for pretty much the entire time.
Whatever. I'm at a loss for words. I don't understand how you can't love that song. It's so hype.
No, it's just not.
Okay, no, whatever. No, we're moving on. I can't handle this anymore, Dom.
Why?
I think I'm quitting.
You're quitting? This is only the second episode.
Yeah. All right. Favorite gig?
I'd have to say the A10 tournament, which was last year.
Like inside the arena?
Either the inside of the arena or the outside, which is both pretty cool, I think.
Yeah, so last year we got to play outside of the arena before the championship game, which is interesting because George Mason was not in the championship game. But the A10 was like, hey, you're obviously the best band in the nation. Can you guys play outside of the arena as people were walking in?
Yeah.
And we had a bunch of people there, and we drew the biggest crowd, and it was so fun. I had on a shark hat.
Yeah, he had the shark hat.
There's some videos
on
Twitter if you want to check it out.
Yep.
Yeah, it was awesome. My favorite gig I'd have to go with is the DC Marathon.
I did not do that.
Oh, you missed out.
For the exact reason that, one, we had to get up at like 5:30 in the morning or so.
It was early.
And, let's see, I was out at a movie with Doss.
Classic.
Till probably like 12.
Here's the thing with this gig. It was early.
Yes.
It was freezing
cold. It was
cold.
Freezing cold. I saw you were using
a
plastic mouthpiece, right?
Yeah, I had a plastic mouthpiece in. We had a heater over by the trumpet section. And we're just sitting on this, we're standing in this parking lot because the marathon is in downtown D.C. and it's just run on the streets. They close all the streets down.
Mm-hmm.
But what made it so cool is the freedom that we had. Because we were just like in a parking lot, we were running all over the place and playing. We'd run out into the street and high-five these runners as they're running by while we're playing.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, my gosh. It was so much fun.
The song that number 30 is The Little Things.
The Little Things.
That's right. It's a pretty good song. You should listen to it on YouTube. Anyway, moving on. What would you say is your dream gig?
I mean, obviously, it'd be like the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl?
Playing like halftime of the Super Bowl.
I heard they were thinking about putting the Sweet Victory in there. So, you know, it's probably too late already, but...
Maybe next year. Yeah. Always next year. We'll keep bickering the NFL. Commissioner Gordon, come on, buddy.
Yeah. Let's see. My dream gig, it's got to be either the Final Four or the National Championship game for basketball. College.
Okay.
Yeah. I think, you know.
The thing about that is we're not really center stage, you know. Especially on TV, like, they don't show the bands hardly at all.
Oh,
which stinks.
They battle the bands in Final Four.
Yeah, but they don't show that on TV, do they?
I don't remember.
I don't think
it
they
was
do.
What is it, 13 years ago almost now?
Yeah.
So, for all I know, I don't remember. Okay, this one is a fun one. This, how about instrument you would play instead of the trumpet and why? If you could play this as well as, I guess, the member who actually plays it.
This is an easy decision. It's definitely auxiliary percussion.
Why is that?
Cowbell, man. I would smash so hard on that. I'd never have to worry about getting tired. And I could jump up and down as I'm playing. I just have to smack that cowbell. Oh, that's bad. Cowboys.
I think I'm going to clip that.
smack that cowboy. That's how we'll start our next episode.
Yeah.
But that would be so much fun. And just headbang the whole time.
Ooh, I like that. But I'm going to have to disagree.
Okay.
I'm going to have to go with either the Keytar or...
Sweet.
What's that thing called?
The mallet cat?
No. You put the tube in your mouth.
The melodica?
No.
The tube in your mouth?
Yeah. It's like you use the piano.
Oh, the harmonizer?
Not the it's not the vocoder. Oh. It's a talk box.
Talk box.
So what he does is it's like an amplifier that's in a box, and then it comes out one little tube, and the tube goes all the way, and you put it in your mouth, and then you can control the pitch with your piano.
That's wild. So you're talking through the tube?
Yeah. So like...
Is that how they do...
You know, like the 24K magic? Tonight.
Mm. Wait, but how do you sing if there's a tube in your mouth?
It's like the size of like the size of this XLR cable.
Oh, okay. So it just like clip to your lip or something?
No,
like
you put
how do you hold it in your mouth then?
Like in the corner of your mouth.
Oh, that's wild.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It is. It's a really cool instrument. I've always wanted to play it. But okay. I think we're gonna transition a little bit into the men's and women's basketball portion of the show with, you know, I think we're 38 minutes into this already. So we'll talk a little about that. And then we'll talk about the VCU trip and women's basketball, and then got some Twitter questions at the end.
Sweet.
Start off men's basketball. We played GW. When did we play GW? I can't remember.
Last Saturday.
Was it last Saturday? You're right. You are right, Ryan Salek. You are the man with the statistics.
Here are a couple of my thoughts on the game.
Okay.
Great game to watch.
Yep.
Pretty fun. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go super in depth about it. But what I noticed before the game is the guys were joking around with each other, you know, having a good time. We seemed real relaxed,
yeah,
which is a good and a bad thing. I think part of that led to the opening 6 minute drought where we didn't score a point after the 16 minute timeout.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I think that also led to some good things about coming back from that drought, mm-hmm, and it led to some good stuff. We stayed relaxed. We didn't get nervous.
Yeah.
Justin Kyer had a double double. He was hitting shots from the elbow like crazy. That high post.
Oh yeah.
Reuter is still playing great offense.
Reuter.
Still playing great offense.
Yeah, I saw him at least a couple times this game compared to other games. He has been really, he's been doing well when it comes to driving to the basket and posting up and just putting the ball off the glass into the bucket than, I guess, previous games. Mm-hmm. He hasn't just been, I guess, turning the ball over a lot more, but
we decided to swap out our free throw percentage for our 3-point percentage. We went 4 for 26 or something like that from the free throw line.
I don't know what happened there, man.
We're just gonna ignore it and hope it's a blip. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna ignore it and hope it was a blip.
Yep. You know, you have those down games. You're not gonna stay consistent every single time unless you're the UConn women winning. They just lost actually their second game. Get this. They've won their 133 games out of 135.
That's just boring at that point. I wouldn't even want to watch anymore. No. I'd just be like, okay.
They won.
They're just going to win again.
Yeah, I'm hoping it's just like a down game. You know, you have those. But
one of my favorite things about the game was actually the George Washington coach. He threw a hissy fit on the court.
That's true.
He kept stomping his big old sneakers, and he kept screaming at the referees. And that's one of the funniest things for me to watch in the world is when the opposing coach or teammates or something like that yells at the ref.
Oh, you know, when we played James Madison, we had the handshake gate.
Yeah, the handshake.
Check out my article if you haven't already seen that on handshake gate, hashtag handshake gate. And, you know, they just, I forget the guy's name, but he was just jarring at Paulson the whole time. But this, the GW's coach, he just kept yelling and screaming at the ref the whole time. And
that's so funny. I love watching that.
But he did have some nice kicks, though, I'd say, you know, nice Air Jordans.
He did. They looked expensive and much out of my price range. I prefer the, you know, $20
shoes. $20
shoes?
Like you get it like Macy's or something.
Yeah, I don't need expensive shoes. I'm wearing slippers right now, actually.
Oh, really?
So
I didn't even notice.
What are we doing tomorrow, Dom?
We're going to take a little trip down to VCU. Grammar. Ryan, Ibrahim, and I are all going to get in a little car, drive down, probably, I don't know, a couple hours before the game, get some food with Chris Jones, who's also a part of the By George Giant Killer team, and David, who runs the website for GK. And we're going to have ourselves a good old time down there at VCU.
I'm excited. It sounds like we're getting some pretty good pizza.
Yeah, I'm hoping so. That's what Chris said in our little group chat. But, you know, he's been down there for, I think, almost a year now. And he knows the place real well. So I'm hoping for some good food.
I'm excited. What are your expectations for the game?
I'm hoping we come out of there with a win because... But okay,
that's what you're hoping, but what's your expectation?
My expectation is that either we're going to win by a little bit, maybe like 1 or 2 points, or we're going to lose by like 8 to 10.
I'd say that's probably a fair assumption.
But here's the thing. So in terms of 8-10 bids, VCU is our only shot to get a bubble bid, or like I call it a bubble bid.
You mean by beating VCU, that's our only shot?
No. VCU, in order to get 2 bids this year, because St. Louis just lost to, I guess, Duquesne. In order to get 2 bids, I think that VCU is our last chance to get that second bid, the at-large. And if they lose to us, I think that kills that chance. So... I'm really hoping we win, but everyone else, I guess, is not hoping that because we can finally have a 2-bid league compared to, I mean, what we thought we'd have a couple weeks ago with maybe one. But for us, I'm hoping we come out with a win. Be nice to show everyone that we're actually, you know, good this year and, you know, not going to crumble under pressure. Especially when it comes to Brooklyn. So
yeah. We'll be putting out some content, some videos, stuff on Twitter, show y'all what Richmond's all about. And you guys should consider coming down sometime. Unless it's bad, then we'll tell you not to come. But I'm sure we'll find something fun to do in Richmond.
Yeah, we'll be posting a nice hype video probably Saturday night, maybe Sunday. Most likely if we win. It's going to be a really dope video. But we'll have a post game. We'll have a recap for y'all. Preview dropping probably tonight. We'll see how that goes. But VCU. Hoping for the best. We'll see how that goes. Probably gonna transition now to women's basketball.
Sweet.
Just so everyone knows, this will probably be the last time that we'll go really in depth by ourselves. When it comes to both women's and men's basketball, we're going to get on the show Tyler Byram, who's a writer for Giant Killer, to come be, I guess, our little beat reporter.
It's going to be pretty cool. An expert in the field.
That's right. And we're going to get Daniel Frank, who is the newest addition to the GK family, now covering women's games. So that should be fun. We'll probably get them on either next week or the one after that. We'll see. But let's get into the news.
So some pretty cool stuff happened against St. Louis.
That's right.
Nicole Cardano-Hillary.
That's right.
Scored her 1,000th point, and she's only
halfway
through her sophomore
year. Wait, you don't want to talk about URI first? You're just going straight from...
I was just going straight into, you know... She had a great game. Congratulations to her. I'm excited. I'm hoping she can do even more. Maybe she get at this point she'll get 2,000. I mean, statistically,
1,000 points in I think it was 53 games, which is just insane. You know, we're only probably halfway through conference play or so,
mm-hmm.
and she's already at 1,000, and it's her sophomore year. So, like you said, I think she has potential to get, you know, 2,100 points.
Yeah, and I mean, like, insane. in games against URI, her and JC were the only people who scored. Not really, but they were pretty much the only two people that scored the entire game. They really held the team together, so good for them.
But, you know, that number 32 for Rhode Island, I don't know if but, like, they had, like, 5 Natalie Butlers.
They were all huge. Yeah. URI is a huge team.
They were, like, just blocking, just swatting the heck out of JC, Nikki, like, get that trash out of here type swats.
Yeah. It was rough. But we figured it out. I don't know if they had even nearly as many blocks in the first half, in the second half as they did the first half.
I'm pretty sure, like, she got called for, like, a foul on, like, her sixth block. And, like,
I don't think she did anything after
and
that.
And I think she, like, readjusted and, you know, toned down the blocking a little bit. But
yeah, so coming up, they're playing St. Bonaventure.
Mm-hmm.
Should be a good game. We got to start stepping up our game in the conference if we want to get a decent seed in the conference tournament. Yeah. But that's really all we got to say about women's basketball. We got some Twitter questions here to end the segment.
Okay. Let's see. Well, I'm going to ask you first, and then you can ask me, okay?
Okay.
Let's see. Best home crowd environment you've witnessed this year? What would you say?
Oh, easily the game against GW. There were so many people.
I would say so, too. I mean, I think a close second is the American game, but it just didn't have the same energy because, you know, we lost.
Right.
So
yeah, no, it helped that we won the game against GW.
Yeah, I mean, you had the trust back, I guess, from the season ticket holders. They were there, and you know, a 7-1 record doesn't, you know, it also helps a little bit too. You know, I don't know if any of you saw the Giant Killer posted this video of the Green Machine in their green T-shirts for Green Day. You know, the whole student section on that side were going back and forth.
Yeah, the student section showed up. That really made me happy. That was a good thing to see. Is when you have the duo of the Green Machine and a full student section.
Yeah,
it looks insane. It looks insane, and I have to say, it has to be one of the hardest places to play.
Yeah,
like it gets loud in there.
Oh yeah.
And if we can get more, what I really want to do is get louder, like, on defense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want the whole stadium screaming at the top of their lungs on every defensive.
I know. Well, I mean, I'm still waiting for that Phil EBA. You know, we're still at the point where, like, there's still empty seats. So
It'll happen.
I'm hoping so, you know.
It'll happen.
These
questions, by the way, are coming from Ben Henson on Twitter, at Chris16601537. Have fun following that. But Ben Henson sent us these questions.
Let's see. One song you want Green Machine to play. So,
well, I'll go first on this one.
Okay.
I'm hoping Green Machine will play this. Keep your eye out. I'm arranging Heartbreaker by Pat Benatar. I think that would sound sick nasty. So keep an eye out for that, and hopefully that makes an appearance. If not, then you know I got lazy.
I hope you have more luck than me, because, you know, I've tried a couple times to get songs in the book, but I've just been to no avail. You know.
What songs did you try?
I tried Shake Your Tail Feather by Ray Charles.
Okay.
Which was in the Blues Brothers movie.
Nice.
It's a nice, really nice song. I also tried, I tried Space Jam.
Everybody get up, it's time to slam now. That's a good one.
Yeah. And
That's
then I tried Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
Ah, bold. That'd be hard. That'd be hard to do. I think that one would be hard to do.
It is hard, you know, especially with the duet. But you know, I still got the sheet music to all those. But
nice. So coming back to the question, what would be minus those three? What would
minus
be a song
those
you'd
three?
We've had this question for like a day, Dom.
I know. I told you this last night. I'd like to see if it's probably not possible at all, but I'd like to see Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, I think that's not possible at all. I don't know. It's like a fun song to sing along to, but I don't know if it would be very hype as a pep band tune.
I think it would be because, you know, we have Stairway to Heaven.
That's true. And
it progresses as you progress on through, you know, it gets even, you know, more hype as you go through.
That's true. Yeah. That would be, I don't think it's possible.
I don't think
we could do
either.
It.
You know, it's way too complicated, especially the operetta.
Yeah. The operetta section would be. Yeah. Exactly. All right. The last question. Okay. Then we'll wrap up.
Yeah.
Should we retire numbers?
You know, we talked about this a little bit last night. My answer is no. It's just, I think if we were to do this, I don't think we're that big of a program. We're not as established as I think we would need to be in order to.
But didn't we make the Final Four in 2006?
Yeah, but like that was one time, and we've only made the tournament like what, 5 or 2 times.
So you think if
we get up to like, I don't know,
if we can start steadily making the tournament.
Yeah, if we can get, you know, a consistent.
So you think a school like VCU retires numbers, or they should?
I don't know if they do.
Well, should they? Even if they don't, should they?
I would say no either. No.
You don't think VCU
no.
should?
I don't think they're no.
Anybody in the A-10?
No, I don't think so. I don't know exactly. No, this would be a question, I think, for the A-10 podcast. I don't know that much about all the other schools, whether or not.
Well, I'm not asking.
I don't know if they.
I'm not asking you if they do. I'm just asking, do you think they should?
Honestly, I don't think so. I don't. I'm not saying we're like Power Five,
right?
But like, I don't think most of us are, you know, well established in the NCAA field.
I thought about it a little bit, mm-hmm. and I think it could benefit a little bit. I think it could benefit for sure our fan base.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing, you know, this retired jersey hung up on the banisters, mm-hmm. that can inspire some stuff. You know, yeah. it's a cool looking thing to yeah. have a banner with a number hanging up on it. It looks like we've done something.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, I feel like the first player off the top of my head that would probably get a retired jersey once he graduates is Otis.
But you have to start from the beginning.
You'd have to go back and start from the beginning. But
so
I'm just saying,
a while.
If there'd be a player from now that you'd retire, it'd probably be Otis.
And Natalie Butler would be up there too.
Oh, Natalie Butler, yeah, for sure, on the women's side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, like, you'd have, I don't know, at least 5 or so men up there and probably 3 or so women, I'd say. Because I know Natalie was the first to be drafted in the WNBA, and then we had two other players playing.
Butler did it.
Yeah. Hashtag Butler did it. Let's see. Do you have anything else to close out the show? Do you have any questions for me? Or for I don't got any.
That's all I got.
Okay.
Catch me at Wing Zone. Or at the Rack.
The Rack?
Catch me at the Rack.
Are you doing like basketball and stuff at the Rack?
No, but watch out for when kickball comes around. Look out,
are we,
folks.
Are we doing that for real?
We're gonna do kickball.
Oh my. That should be fun. But yeah, we'll see any one of you that comes down to VCU, feel free to, you know, come pick us out. We'd love to say hi to y'all. Mm-hmm. Make sure you tune in for the VCU game. It's the Patriots versus the Rams. The more important VCU, the more important Patriots versus Rams game. You know, I'm not going to be watching the Super Bowl, so.
You're not going to watch the Super
I'm
Bowl?
I'm not watching the Super Bowl.
Why not?
Because I'm just tired of the Patriots.
Well, I'm still going to watch the Super
I'm
Bowl.
I'm not going to watch the Super Bowl.
That's too bad.
Oh, well.
Anyway, check us out. You can check us out on the Giant Killer website.
Yep.
Or you can check us out on iTunes.
Yep, that's right. Yeah, it sounds good. I think we're good.
We'll see you next week.
Next week, next Friday. See you guys.
Follow the guys on Twitter @Ryan_Salek and @DominicAllegra. The Ryan and Domcast, brought to you by GMU Giant Killer, your place for all things George Mason basketball.